Well, it's got, this is the first song, it's called The Point, and it's got like three or four verses, a refrain. You know, I've got the basic chord structure outlined. And what I do is I try to plan in advance, like track two is lead electric, track three and four alternate vocals, thirds and fifths, 8VA, which means I'm just going to try to kind of build on one voice and try to get, you know, another one and another one. And basically, that's how you go about it. So that was my little, see, you're all enthralled by my little music theory class, but that's about it for tonight. Anyway, this is called The Point, and I'll see what I can do with it. It starts out, well, the album itself, it starts out with some verbiage, let's see, some poetry, what have you. Then from that, I figure I'm going to kind of fade in the music, so you'll just have to picture that part in your mind anyway. So. All right. And The Point, I want to come in with probably a Baroque organ, synthesizer, some kind of church setting, you know, something of that nature. And so you're going to, so, spoken, I can't pause it. But I can play the song rather than, I can do the poetry afterwards. Might be a good idea in the circumstances. Let's get down, look what we're doing. Look around at it, look what's in ruin. Telephone trees, can't shift with the breeze. Woods so empty, that they burn so easily. Rotted and tired, no one likes by to put out the fires. The waterways are closing, but we're gonna make them share it. We're gonna stick our nose in. Oh, CEOs, they can't bear it. We'll be like an ice pick doing its job, or the hammer on the anvil. Their purpose is pure, not intending to harm. The point, desperately crying. The point, keep on trying. The point, we got no place to go. Undress me now, we got nothing to show. That's called The Point is the name of the song. So.
Well, I realize that I probably need to preface this anyway, because this is one of those wordplays that makes sense when you read it, but when I'm reading it aloud, I probably should say that when you sleep with someone, there are, you know, like you can try different positions. You call facing each other, that doesn't work, or you do the spoon thing, and that works pretty well. But anyway, this has to do with the bottom three of your feet touching. So it's SOL. It doesn't have a title.
Right.
But I also have in mind, you think about in Romeo and Juliet, where Juliet says, you know, palm to palm,
right,
palm to kiss. Soul to soul is how we always sleep. When after love and talk we turn away, like bookends facing outward on the bed, the space between is where our stories meet. the common paths of holy pilgrims' feet. Lying back to back from toe to head, we face both past and future, so we may our silent vigil for each other keep. I have another short one. This one is a sonnet written a few months ago when I was up in Massachusetts. I don't know if any of you know Mount Tom, which is the big, you know, mountain right out, overlooking the Connecticut Valley.
Quite well, yes. Okay. That's the mountain across the
valley. Yeah. So I was, so I was driving up, Mount Tom into the nature preserve. This is called the Rock Knife. Upon the path atop Mount Tom, where long ago the twin rocks have, a sharpened scimitar of stone lay curiously from a boulder calved. And on the large rock stood a cairn built up, unlike the half-moon blade that rested as it dropped, the hand of Abraham divinely stayed. What meant these ancient riddled rocks, the children's stones and brother knife, abandoned on the mountaintop? The rite of sacrifice mid-stop? The granite guarantee of life? We do not know. None of them talks.
All right. That's very nice.
It was really weird. It was, about a foot long, this, like exacto blade shaped piece of stone that, looked like it had just sliced off of the rock, and was looking around for the cave people.
Right, right, exactly. Right.
Weird. I think that's all I have right now.
That's cool, man.
That's the latest.
Those are very nice. Thanks. Cool. I like the first one very much, too. Yeah.
I love your soul to soul. That was interesting. I was trying to picture it in my mind.
Ponder the image.
It's going to take a while more. Take a lot of love before we get too far. So if you are out there waiting, I hope you show up soon. My head is related on solid
protection, and so do I.
I'll get too fancy at the end.
I am sorry,
but then it goes on and on. Sweet little true words. If you know the songs. All the words? Come on, Mio. Come on. Say yes. Say yes.
Do you guys know that song from Hank and Hensie,
Teddy and Paul? Yeah, I know the chords, but all the words. Well, I try it. Well, it's where's Ray when you need him? All right, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. Sorry. Sorry. Not that one. Appreciate the request, but I really...
Can someone sing it
acapella
for me?
Acapella? Whoa! Let's see. I don't know the music. Let's see. My life?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I know. There are places I remember.
Oh, you can sing it for us. Oh, yeah. You sing. You start. No, I'll try it. Everyone will sing it. I don't know, all the words perfectly, though. I get messed up.
I got one request. I'm going to try to do one first. What was that? Oh, from Hank and Henry. Riz Ray, Riz Ray. And then I'll see if I can. But I'll definitely need help with that one, though. I know it's going to do it. What's that for? I'll give that a shot. I'll see what I can do. No, we might run out of words, though. We've done that before.
We'll have more
sound to follow.
What's that?
What's that?
Well, that's from Bing Crosby.
I can't remember. I'm trying to remember the first verse.
From Hank to Henry. I walk with you so long. Here I am,
that's right.
I know, he knows all the words to that. I'll try. I'll see what you do. You are
waiting for the big divorce. California style. I don't know anymore, but I tried to get them all down. There's a few more words missing. They fall on the ground. Can we get it together? Can we still stand side by side? Can we make it last on this musical ride? Can we get it together? Can we still stand side by side?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I do. I've always said, oh, my life. No, I do not play that. Now, I don't know. I know the basic tune, but I don't know any of the words. I don't do a lot of bad.
If you ever
touch
the subject,
oh, yeah, not my wife. Yeah.
In
other words, if someone leaves it. My
place is. Yeah, then I'll stick with my wife. I'll try.
My place is not in heaven. All my life is empty. Forever young, forever. All my dreams of the places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still recall. Some are dead and some are living. My life, my love, my love. The longest present lover is no one. Something new. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living.
That is what's known as faking wager. Who else is reading? Hey, good. Okay. So I gotta take a break. This is an absolutely necessary.
Another Janis Joplin.
This is my song.
Oh my God!
Okay, go ahead. Here's it.
Okay. Probably not. I didn't write anything. So I can borrow your roomie. All right, let me borrow your roomie book out too. That's great.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad Rick is back now. I always have material.
Oh, yeah.
And many other reasons, of course.
No, more information. Oh, well, that's a different thing.
It's a multimedia experience.
Do you have any art with you?
They have a big festival down at my mother's church in Connecticut in a couple of weeks. They have a big clam chowder. I don't know how much you used to like that stuff.
All right, who's going to read some?
Three things. Okay, this is called The Silly Poem.
The Silly Poem?
The Silly Poem. Some of you will recognize
it. Yoshi.
I can sing, but I...
There once was a knight, the bravest in sight, who dared spend the night in the mad queen's court, a mighty armor of sword. With lamentations and incantations, the mad queen's venom, with a slice of with the mad queen's venom, with a slice of lemon, went coursing through his veins. His strength began to wane. His brothers of the sword, meeting at a green sword, each a knight, they swore to fight to save him from the queen's hand. Offset the very man. With flagons of ale, they swore not to fail. They left ladies in waiting, and dragons were baiting their way with silver and gold. No treasure, I'm told, could alter their roles, the lambs dismal and cold. Into the fray, his beard all a-gray, a wizard appeared, his might, his power is mighty and weary. The knight spoke to mage most feared, has decided to rest, to war with Equest. A truce he did declare, but to be fair, he sent the troop their way to do as they may, for ladies were waiting, dragons were mating, and long and bright in the sword of a knight, is how the tale is told in Havelands of Old, when knights they were bold, or so of old. This is called Purple Fingernails. She walks by, smoking fiercely so as not to burn her lips. Her head turns, eyes behind, glancing back, expectant for a glimpse of the opening in the maze.
All right.
Another silly one. Orestes' merry gentlemen, they've had far too much wine. They're singing songs most risque, they've gotten out of line. I don't know what to say, they've chased the Salvation Army away. Chased them away. Oh yes, they've chased the Salvation Army away.
Cool. All right, good. Well, you get to read something eventually.
Is anybody ready who wants to read? Do you want to read something? All the stuff we read is wherever we're at. Yes. Yeah, work in
progress. Write something. We'll give you two or three minutes.
Everybody has one.
Yep. Or several.
Different colors, same book.
Important in your life walks away into apocalyptic sunset, and you know it'll be the last you see them for a long time. Little things always adhere to your memory, like what they were wearing when you last saw them, a silly grin on their face, or a pink flash of a skirt rounding the corner and then suddenly gone from sight. One can only think that the last moment seems so base and artificial in comparison to your relationship. But it's that last moment of finality that you remember someone die. In morbid comparison, it's like when someone dies, and the last time you see him or her, she's clothed in her best clothes that you've never even seen her in before, with a silly grin on her face that you wish you didn't have to remember, and that thick, artificial pallor. The way to say goodbye is to take every feeling, memory, thought you have ever thought or felt for that person and roll it up into a ball and let it explode so you go out with an orgasmic bang that says, "Woo! Man, God, I love that gal and her infinite love and beauty, and every feeling I've ever had for her, I feel at this last moment." So you're left high and thrilled, and you just know that even if you never saw that person again, at least you've had this one moment of illumination rather than a melodramatic goodbye. God, I hate those mushy Victorian novel goodbyes, waving your handkerchief after a bus, crying when you should be celebrating each other and all you've come to understand about each other and all the memories you've shared. Don't say goodbye, but say hello to the day that you'll see this person again, and your love will grow and grow and grow, and distance will draw you nearer, for the world draws a circle around both of you, and no matter how far away, you are still rotating about the same center point. So eventually, we'll spiral inward, and when you least expect it, I'll be at your doorstep, suitcase in hand, screaming with joy to the tone of the final outcry that rang between us when we first drew apart. And I'll run up to your apartment of New York, screaming and crying in the song of Boston, how much I love you, my dearest sister, and how much I've missed you, and you don't look any different than I remember you, because I don't remember you as an image, but as an emotion, and the way I feel around you, in the way we're like big balls of warm light that glow whenever they're in close proximity. And you'll be yelling and laughing and carrying on and dancing and smiling at me and I love you, sister, in New York, and M, and we'll talk and laugh and carry on and not hear a word but bask in each other's light, and we'll become one again. We'll jump on the subway together, I'll provide the candy bars, and we'll eat jello and get chocolate all over our shirts, trying to eat and sing at the same time, and we'll traipse around Greenwich Village and stare stories to the sound of jazz horns blowing and sexy mellow voices of women and sparkling dresses, and our words will flow like chords on the piano and keep on flowing all night into the early morning. We'll stay out all night, walk together through the city like we're walking through the woods at night, stopping only to take off our clothes and go for a swim in a nearby fountain and then lie naked in a patch of grass between concrete fixtures and look up at a sky and bask in the glory of a sky that has no stars because the city lights it up. Or is it the magnitude of your holy aura, your vibrant essence and passionate soul? Surely, it is you who lights up the sky my winter solstice. And I'll let you know that if you ever feel your light dim, I'm only a train ride away, and the summer sun will serve to ignite you again, to burn like a fire in Cairo. And we'll walk until the early morning and watch the sun resurrect itself from the boundary of skyscrapers from the porch of a 24-hour cafe, drinking our coffee black and humming Annie and talking loud enough to wake up a city that never sleeps anyway, so it too can share in the majestic beauty of our sunrise. And the last time I see you, we'll be rounding that corner again and waving goodbye as I jump on a train to head back to Boston. But we'll make our goodbyes short and quick as we shovel off onto our own paths, spinning outward with the same momentum that drew us nearer, wondering whether we'll see each other again, and taking comfort in knowing that we lived the night as if it were our last. We'll go back to our apartments, you to your library, me to a fourth-floor laboratory, and I'll dream about the past day as if it were a fairy tale in its infinite glory and surreal perfection, knowing inside that however far apart we drift, the sun is still transfixed between us, and will remain there forever, not by any natural force, but by the power of three simple words. I love you.
Good, good.
Wow. That was beautiful. That was really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm crying. God, that was really
good.
Oh, man, I was wishing for that one. Wow. Man. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot, right? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're old enough, you can't run as fast.
Really, I used to be shy. You made me sing. I used to refuse things at table. Now I shout for more wine. In somber dignity, I used to sit on my mat and pray. Now children run through and make faces at me. I recently liked the Burning Man one.
Burning Man.
I was wrought. I matured. Now I burn. Thank you.
All right.
I want to pick one.
Wait.
All right.
You got me inspired. I like doing this more research stuff anyway. Sorry. Yes, to unmarked boxes.
Oh, that's a great poem.
Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes around in another form. The child weaned from mother's milk now drinks wine and honey mix. God's joy moves from unmarked box to unmarked box, from cell to cell, as rainwater down into flower bed, as roses up from the ground. Now it looks like a plate of rice and fish, now a cliff covered with vines, now a horse being saddled. It hides within these, so one day it cracks them open. Part of the self leaves the body when we sleep and changes shape. You might say, last night I was a cypress tree, small bed of tulips, a field of grapevines. Then the phantasm goes away. You're back in the room. I don't want to make anyone fearful. Hear what's behind what I say. Ta-ta-tum-ta, ta-ta-tum, ta-ta-tum.
with a light gold of wheat in the sun, and the gold of bread made from that wheat, I have neither. I am only talking about them, as the town in the desert looks up at stars on a clear night.
Yeah.
All right. The name of this is Life This. If anyone asks you how the perfect satisfaction of all our sexual wanting will look, lift your face and say like this. When someone mentions the gracefulness of the night sky, climb up on the roof and dance and say like this. If anyone wants to know what spirit is or what God's fragrance means, lean your head toward him or her. Keep your face there close, like this. When someone quotes the old poetic image about clouds gradually uncovering the moon, slowly loosen knot by knot the strings of your robe, like this. If anyone wonders how Jesus raised the dead, don't try to explain the miracle. Kiss me on the lips, like this. Like this. When someone asks what it means to die for love, point here. If someone asks how tall I am, frown and measure with your fingers the space between the creases on your forehead. This tall. The soul sometimes leaves the body, then returns. When someone doesn't believe that, walk back into my house. Like this. When lovers moan, they're telling our story. Like this. I am a sky where spirits live. Stare into this deepening blue while the breeze says a secret, like this. When someone asks what there is to do, light the candle in his hands, like this. How did Joseph's scent come to Jacob? How did Jacob's sight return? A little wind cleans the eyes, like this. When Shams come back from Tabriz, he'll put his head around the edge of the door to surprise us, like this.
Yeah.
Hey, I've read that before. I remember reading that particular one. I like that. So I like that.
I love that.
I like that one.
I can't remember if you put the one that was here or not. Like, okay, I'll read this one. Bonfire at midnight. A shout comes out of my room where I've been cooped up. After all my lust and dead living, I can still live with you. You want me to. You fix and bring me food. You forget the way I've been. The ocean moves and surges in the heat of the middle of the day. In the heat of this thought I'm having, why aren't all human resistances burning up with this thought? It's a drum in arms waving. It's a bonfire at midnight on the top edge of a hill. This meeting again with you.
Yeah.
Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. You're up.
All right. In the spirit of Rumi, I propose we get the fuck out of here.
Well, we gotta go around. We're not done. We're done. We got you, him, and her, and then we're done.
All right, I'm gonna pass them. I'm gonna do an expedition. I know.
But we gotta finish the circle.
Oh, I know we do. I know we do. This thing is so shit.
I have lived on the lip of insanity, wanting to know reasons, knocking on a door. It opens. I've been knocking from the inside.
I love that one.
Dance when you're broken open. Dance if you've torn the bandage off. Dance in the middle of fighting. Dance in your blood. Dance when you're perfect.
All right. Oh, yeah.
About something like, you know, being in prison and
visiting.
Oh, that's
the first one.
Oh, I didn't see it. I was looking.
I'll have to point this out. That's the first one. All right. It's called Who Says Words With My Mouth? All day I think about it. Then at night I say it. Where did I come from? And what am I supposed to be doing? I have no idea. My soul is from elsewhere, I'm sure of that, and I intend to end up there. This drunkenness began in some other tavern. When I get back around to that place, I'll be completely sober. Meanwhile, I'm like a bird from another continent, sitting in this aviary. The day is coming when I fly off. But who is it now in my ear? Who hears my voice? Who says words with my mouth? Who looks out with my eyes? What is the soul? I cannot stop asking. If I could taste one sip of an answer, I could break out of this prison for drunks. I didn't come here of my own accord, and I can't leave that way. Whoever brought me here will have to take me home. This poetry, I never know what I'm going to say. I don't plan it. When I'm outside the saying of it, I get very quiet and rarely speak at all. Rumi, the man. Where's the Rumi?